Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 118, and it's a Monday, November 19th, 2018. I am Nard.
And this is Ray, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Well, this is a show where we talk about gay news, geek stories, and bizarre topics. So before we go on, do some weekend updates. I keep forgetting about saying that. All right, Ray, so we had a game night. It was fun. That was good.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, Julio especially and Martin and Juan were there. It was good.
Yeah, especially since Julio and I won.
Yeah. You guys cheated somehow. Somewhere there, you guys cheated.
How did we cheat?
I don't know. I just want to say it. All right. So, what did I do the next day? I just prepared egg rolls. Traditional Thanksgiving egg rolls. What do you think of that?
That's good.
That's right. So, what have you been doing?
See, you did a little Christmas shopping on Saturday. Sunday went and saw Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald. Really liked it.
Wait a second. Where was I again?
Where were you? I figured you'd go see it with Mike, so that's why you didn't get asked.
Oh, is that why? Okay.
Yeah. Because, isn't Mike a Harry Potter fan?
Yeah, he is.
Okay. I figured you'd go see it when he gets here this week.
Yep. You know, for Halloween, he wanted to be Dolores Umbridge.
Yeah. Yeah. And he'd made a great Dolores Umbridge too.
Yeah, would have been.
So me and Timo are almost done with The Haunting of Hill House. So I think we only got like two episodes left. So
is it really good?
I like it. It has its moments. It's kind of slow, and then it speeds back up, and then it's kind of slow, and then it's kind of weird, and then it's kind of like, okay, what the hell's going on here? So,
Wow, so, it's really interesting that you guys are watching. It sounds like a horror film.
Not really. It's more suspenseful and psychological. I mean, there's a couple scary things in it, but most of it's like psychological stuff. So,
I see. Okay. All right, so I can watch it during the night. You know, if I'm going to watch something alone, I have to watch it during the day. So I don't want to watch it at night.
Okay.
I might have some nightmares. I mean, I'll probably check it out. All right, shall we go to the stories, Ray?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go to the gay. Activists take aim at anti-LGBTQ hate group. Alliance Defending Freedom. So this is something I posted on Facebook. And it's the big sign. It's a big sign at the, at the Times Square. So, No Gays Allowed, the provocative new campaign is shining a spotlight on the conservative legal group, which it says is waging war on LGBTQ people. Surrounded by the skyscrapers that tower over Times Square, a new billboard went up this week that in large black letters reads, No Gays Allowed. Just below, a smaller message states, Stop Alliance Defending Freedom. Learn more at nogays.org. The billboard, no, we're not going to link to that at all. Okay. So the billboard is part of a new campaign that aims to draw attention to the conservative Christian legal group Alliance Defending Freedom, or ADF, which has been labeled an anti-LGBTQ hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center, a designation the group disputes. Since its founding nearly 25 years ago, ADF has been linked to efforts seeking to criminalize homosexuality, restrict transgender people's access to sex-segregated facilities, and permit businesses to deny service to LGBTQ people. Caleb Cade, a spokesman for the Citizens for Transparency, the advocacy group behind the campaign, said the powerful nonprofit law group has fought for years to undermine lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer rights, often behind the scenes. We want to remind people that there are still really insidious forces at work against our community, Cade told NBC News. ADF has been leading that war for a long time, with tens of millions of dollars to do it. the Times Square billboard, which went up Tuesday and is expected to remain through February, directs viewers to the campaign's website, which provides information about ADF's past works and links to news articles about its efforts to make LGBTQ people second-class citizens. So this is 2018. It's almost 2019. It's November, and things like this still happen. And it's really sad that it's actually at Times Square, a very high-profile place, and you see a big sign that says "No Gays Allowed." It's really alarming that people are still doing this. At the same time, billboard owners or building owners are actually allowing this. I guess, do they have a choice?
Did you not read? Do you not understand the article?
I do. Yeah.
Okay, it's an advocacy group against
advocacy.
Against people who try to do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
they're doing the No Gays Allowed to catch people's attention, and then they're pushing into their website, which tells them about this other group, which is doing stuff to make No Gays Allowed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it really is like a double negative kind of type.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I mean, it's drawing attention, and people are like, "Oh my God, what's that?" And the people that are really interested will go to the website and check it out, and be like, "Oh no, this group's trying to destroy the gay world."
Yeah. So yeah, it's talking about a group that actually is what do you call this? They're still. Wait, one of the things that I always think about is Chick-fil-A, right?
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A is one of them that. Actually is about they may be Christian or they claim to be Christian, but they're actually trying to be like...
And they will take your gay dollars, but they still give it to charities that are not inclusive and try to go against gay, lesbians, transgender, and transgendered people.
Yep, that's right. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, I don't know. Is it something that... posting something like that just to attract attention, does it really work?
I don't know. It's gained attention.
I guess it is. It became one of our stories. We did.
So, I mean, it got enough attention to be in the news, and there's a lot of foot traffic in Times Square from people all over the world, so I'm sure it gets a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think there's a couple million people that roll through there every day, if I remember some of the quotes about Times Square in New York City. So,
yep. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's 2018, and there are still groups that are, high profile and still into that. And people disputing them, disputing any kind of labeling that they are suffering from. But hey, that's what they get for being hateful. All right, let's go to the next one, Ray.
Okay, Jeff Rohrer, retired Dallas Cowboys linebacker, comes out as gay, reveals he's getting married.
He's pretty cute for a daddy, you know.
Retired NFL linebacker Jeff Rohrer is gay and set to become the first former or current NFL player in a same-sex marriage. He revealed in a new interview published on Wednesday. In the New York Times story, Rohrer, 59, opened up about his sexuality for the first time. I'm sure there's going to be some people out there who have a negative reaction to this, or to the outlet, adding, "And I'm fine with it." Born and raised in Manhattan Beach, California, Rohrer played football in high school, then at Yale University. He was drafted by the Dallas Cowboys after college and played for the Texas team from 1982 to 1989. Following his exit from the NFL, Rohrer pursued his passion for visual art and currently works in media. Said Rohrer, "If I'd told the Dallas Cowboys in the 80s that I was gay, I would have been cut immediately. It was a different world back then. People didn't want to hear that." Mm-hmm. In fact, it was football, he says, that kept him from coming out for so long. He told the Times, "People are born gay, as I thought being gay was just something that had no place in the course of my football life. But when I got divorced, I said, the hell with it. I'm going to do what I've always wanted to do," he added to the outlet. "Then I found Josh and began to openly live the life I was born to live."
Aww.
Rohrer, who is previously married to a woman and has two teen children, currently lives in Los Angeles with his now fiance Josh Ross, celebrity anesthetician and founder of Skin Lab.
Aesthetician. Aesthetics. He does aesthetics.
Yeah.
The founder of Skin Lab. Oh,
he probably does Botox and stuff like that.
Yes, that's probably
skin rejuvenation.
Celebrity esthetician.
Yeah, maybe vaginal rejuvenation.
I don't know about that. Maybe not. Anyway, don't you
need your vagina revaginated?
No, I don't need this. Very, very tight right now. It's pretty good. Anyway, so this guy, I saw the pictures and, oh my God, he's kind of interesting and he's kind of hot daddy.
Yeah.
So, I think he is.
Yeah. But, you know, it just goes to show there are gay people playing football and they're just not out.
Yeah. It's really sad that they're not out. I mean, what can we do? What they can do? I mean, it's a very masculine, in quotes, a very masculine sport that people expect you to be. To be, you know, not gay.
Yeah.
You know, you could be married many times or divorced many times, but you just can't be gay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
So, I mean, it's sad that at least it's coming around now that you can, that people are actually coming out. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we've talked about a lot of athletes who from different kind of sports that they would come out even or after they retire or even during their career, and many of them are still in their career even though they're gay, right?
Yeah. I know. I'm just waiting for JJ to come out and call me.
Right. All right, let's go to the Geek Ray. I'll take this one. YouTube is now showing ad-supported Hollywood movies. Now, this is interesting. This might change the way you watch TV. Movies, right? So last month, YouTube quietly began showing ad-supported movies for the first time, giving viewers access to Hollywood titles including The Terminator and Legally Blonde for free. I just put in, this is a geek, because, you know, it's YouTube and it's got Terminator. They're showing Terminator, so it's kind of a geeky thing. We couldn't find any good geeks this week, so it's all about gays and weird stuff. Anyway, to continue. The platform started promoting the free feature-length films in the movie section of the site in October, where it has sold movies and shows for years. Consumers could buy the latest blockbusters, primetime and primetime TV programs through YouTube as they might an Apple iTunes and Amazon Prime, but there was never a free option to watch the movies in exchange for commercial interruptions. We saw this opportunity based on user demand beyond just offering paid movies. Can we do ad-supported movies free to the user? Says Rohit Dhawan, director of product management at YouTube. It also presents a nice opportunity for advertisers. So Dhawan would not disclose the terms of YouTube's deals with studios or how it splits in ad revenue with them. YouTube serves ads to the movies from its usual pool of advertising demand that courses through the platform to its 1.9 billion monthly active users. Eventually, there could be a way for advertisers to pay to sponsor individual movies, giving users complimentary views and exclusive screenings, Dhawan says. However, that all pretty much depends on how studios evolve their businesses to account for these new digital streaming windows that are opening up. Movies typically go to theaters, then DVD, then TV, and the place for digital is still up in the air. So that's likely the reason there are only about 100 movies available for ad-supported viewing on YouTube so far, and many of them are middling Hollywood pictures like Kevin James, Zookeeper, and Agent Cody Banks. There are some classics like The Terminator and Rocky, however, and Dhawan said selection will be expanding. So this is interesting that YouTube is now getting into ad-supported movies, Ray. Okay.
Well, everything I watch on YouTube's got ads in it, regardless if it's a 5-minute video or a 20-minute video. So
that is true. But then this is now ad-supported Hollywood movies, actually big title movies now. Yes. So, okay, would this be a good addition to your viewing experience at home, Ray, especially with your TV?
Not really.
Not really.
Yeah.
You just because
there's so many other ways I can get stuff now that YouTube's kind of missed the ball on this, I think.
Yeah. Well, that is true. Also, I don't know, for people who are cheap, I guess, or maybe if they are in somebody's house or they're
yeah, I mean, if you're on a strict budget and that's all you can do is look at YouTube and pet, you know, you can't afford to go out and do stuff, I can totally get behind it. So
yeah. Well, for one thing, we all are already distracted with a lot of services like Netflix. We have Amazon Prime. We have
Hulu.
We have Hulu.
We have Disney Plus coming out. We got the DC Universe online now doing their own shows.
Yeah, and here comes YouTube coming in with ad-supported Hollywood movies. I mean, it's a good effort. More choices for the people. It's good. More competition, more choices. And sometimes many choice, too many choices are really detrimental because you don't know what to do. You just end up staying home. You know, not going out at all and getting laid outside the house. No, it doesn't happen.
Yeah. So. Well, I'm personally surprised that somebody like Disney just didn't buy Netflix and eat them up and just have everything already set up and users available.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But Netflix is. Should be good.
So, but I mean, they probably aren't, since they own part of Hulu, I guess they'll eventually do it with that. And I bet you anything, they're piggybacking off Hulu's streaming service. So,
yep. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to the bizarre.
Okay, here's a good one.
Gross.
Teens are now getting drunk on boiled tampon juice. Kids these days will try just about anything to catch a buzz, from boofing beer or vaping vodka. Their latest cheap thrill: feminine hygiene products. Teenagers in Indonesia are collecting menstrual pads and tampons, often of the used variety, and boiling them, allowing the mixture to cool and then
imbibing.
I'm tongue-tied tonight. Then imbibing the resulting liquid. Police have already arrested several minors caught making this menstrual pad moonshine.
Arrested?
One 14-year-old confessed that he and his buds swing it morning, afternoon,
swig
and evening.
It.
Yeah. Swig it. Morning, afternoon, and evening, the Daily Mail reports.
Gross.
The National Narcotics Agency in Indonesia says the chlorine used to sanitize menstrual products that is getting kids tipsy, giving them hallucination and a feeling of flying.
What?
As it turns out, this has been going on for at least a couple years, as the phenomenon was first reported by Indonesian authorities back in 2016. I don't know who started it, Jimmy Jitting, an advocate for safe drinking in Indonesia, tells the Jakarta Post. There is no law against it so far. There's no law against these kids using a mixture of mosquito repellent and cold syrup to get drunk.
So why are they arresting them? There's no law against it.
Well, I think it might just be health risk or self-preservation. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they've got some way to bust the kids and stuff. I mean, they're doing something. But I think it's just kind of nasty. I guess you got to be a third world country and really hard up to get a buzz.
Wait a second. This Indonesia, are they a third world country? They're kind of progressive now. They're like a developing country.
I don't know. I mean, apparently there's bored kids out there that have to go boil tampon pads instead of go stealing their parents' liquor. So,
what else do you think?
Isn't Indonesia Muslim?
I believe so. Some are.
There might
guess.
Be some or, of it too, because I don't think Muslims allow alcohol.
So they prefer boofing. Oh, wait, not boofing. They prefer
tamponing.
Tamponing. That's kind of gross, though, if it's used.
Actually, I guess you could call it Aunt Martha-ing.
Aunt Martha? Is that what you call now?
Yeah.
I thought it was Aunt Flo.
Aunt Flo or Aunt Martha?
Aunt Flo.
Aunt Flo-ing.
Gross.
So.
All right, let's go to the next one. Police lock up angry raccoons drunk on crappable hooch until they sober up. Really, Ray? This is Huffington.
The trash pandas attacked.
Oh, no. So reports of rabid raccoons terrorizing a West Virginia neighborhood turned out to be exaggerated. The raccoons didn't have rabies. They simply found some fermented crab apples. Okay.
See, I'm not the only one that can't talk today.
I forgot about. Yeah, these are the big apples. What are crab apples?
Crab apples. They're like
the
little
drink?
Cherry looking things.
Oh, okay. And apparently are rather surly drunks. You could get drunk. I guess they can get drunk. Oh, fermented. Oh, yeah. It's fermented. I mean, it's
like, have you ever seen the monkeys that eat the fermented fruit off the tree and they all get drunk and falling around the tree?
Oh, I didn't know.
You ever saw that on the nature specials? I always thought that was funny as hell.
Drunk yeah, that's monkeys. How I do. Yeah, so we had calls on suspected rabid raccoons twice over the last 2 days, the Milton Police Department wrote on Facebook. Turns out, they appear to be drunk on crab apples. Police recently hauled in 2 drunk raccoons, although catching them was a community effort. After the animals sobered up, the officers released them into the woods unharmed. Do not approach raccoons that are actually acting unusual, police said. Call the authorities just in case the cute creatures are ill rather than drunk. There's an update. 2 days ago, November 17, at least one of the raccoons initially thought to be drunk is now believed to have had distemper. A serious viral illness, police said Thursday. That raccoon has been euthanized. Oh, sad. Police added that they hope the other raccoon was in fact drunk and is thriving in the wild. It's really sad that raccoons are dying because of crab apples.
They're not dying of crab apples. One of them apparently just had distemper, which is a lot of animals can get. Like, that's why you get your dogs and cats shot, because they can get distemper as puppies and it kill them.
Okay, so what's a distemper? A viral disease of some animals, especially dogs, causing fever, coughing, and catarrh. What's catarrh? Anyway, so yeah, it's interesting.
It's not
that
good.
It's not good for animals. So. Okay, yeah. Sad.
And you never know. One of these could have been Rocket Raccoon, and he could have blown somebody up. So you have to be careful with the trash pandas.
Then there won't be any more Guardians of the Galaxy if you lose Rocket Raccoon. Mm-hmm. All right. I guess those are the stories for the week. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. What's your plan, Ray? Just going to have Thanksgiving in the house?
I'm going to sit here all by myself for Thanksgiving.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. We're going to friends for Thanksgiving.
I see. Okay. So. Well, that's good. Me too. So, everybody out there, don't eat too much. Or if you do, just eat. And do you plan to do any shopping?
My shopping's done. I finished it up this weekend.
Ah, okay.
Everything's already wrapped. Bows on it. I got 2 presents downstairs left to wrap.
I see.
One just came in the mail today, and the other one I picked up Sunday while we were out running around, and I am done. I tell you.
That's right. Good for you. I haven't done my shopping yet. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to the show. If you want to catch more of the stories that we talked about today, go to facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. If you want to contact us through email, you can email us at show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Podbean, Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio.
Yes, and actually, the phone number that you heard, 281-947-2327, is now a button. It's a big button on the Facebook page right now. You can actually, if you're in your mobile phone, you can actually tap that. You can leave a voice message to us. All right, so also, go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next show. Bye.